your truck. Drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who was earlier fired, has been arrested along with her husband at their Long Island home. ABC's Aaron Katursky says charges include fraud and conspiracy.
According to federal prosecutors, she was secretly working for China and trying to steer remarks by New York state officials to be more favorable of China, less so of Taiwan.
Both Linda Sun and her husband Christopher Hugh are due in federal court this afternoon. The first presidential debate hosted by ABC News now 1 week out. Along with debate preps, candidates are targeting key swing states. The Harris-Walz campaign kicking off their reproductive freedom bus tour in Florida, starting in Palm Beach County, former President Trump's backyard. One person is confirmed dead, and the search continues in Connecticut for two people still missing after a boat crashed into a jetty in Old Saybrook on Monday. This is ABC News. Venezuela's government responding after the U.S. seized President Nicolas Maduro's plane, citing sanctions violations.
Venezuela's Air Force One equivalent is currently in Florida under U.S. control. The DOJ cites sanctions violations as reasons why it seized the jet used by President Nicolas Maduro, alleging it was bought illegally through a shell company, then smuggled to Venezuela. Maduro's government responded, saying it considers the seizure piracy. This comes amid widespread criticism of Maduro's handling of the country's presidential election. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
A Venezuelan court has issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez, accusing him of forgery of legal documents. This comes as President Maduro is cracking down on any opposition to his widely disputed election win in July. Tallies shared by the opposition show Gonzalez beat Maduro. More heavy rain and flash flooding expected across central Texas. Some areas could see another 3 inches of rain. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Tons of sunshine today with warm temperatures climbing to the upper 70s. Tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to lows near 50. And for tomorrow, sunshine holds tight as highs flirt with 80 degrees, all ahead of showers and maybe a storm Thursday and Friday. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A four-year-old has died in an ATV crash in northern Wisconsin. Ted Allen has more.
The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says it happened Saturday night in the town of Pelican near Rhinelander. The ATV with three passengers, ages 9, 7, and 4, rolled over, trapping the 4-year-old beneath the vehicle. Despite life-saving measures, the child died at the scene. There's no word on the condition of the two others. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will complete an accident report.
Election season appearances continue unabated in Wisconsin. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz spent his Labor Day in Milwaukee. He was speaking to a pro-union crowd at Labor Fest. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden will be in Wisconsin on Thursday, and former President Donald Trump will be back in central Wisconsin on Saturday. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks. To the airport.
In other news, momentum builds as VP Harris campaigns.
Welcome. This weather is crazy.
Yeah. Almost as crazy as all this election mess, huh?
Indeed. You up on all this Kamala Harris news?
Of course. I think she'll be our next president.
Oh, yeah? You really think she can win?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my wife loves her position on fighting for abortion rights, and people have been on fire since she entered the race.
Because she's a proven leader. As senator, she prioritized black maternal health, and as California attorney general, she fought the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
I hear you. I just hope she has enough momentum to defeat Trump.
Well, that part is on us. We got to get out, talk to friends and family, and vote.
All right, you got me. Kamala for president. Your vote matters. Get registered, vote early, and do your part to secure the future. For more, go to blackpack.com/vote.
Paid for by Black Pack, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Blackpack.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone energy partner. A three-car crash in Buffalo County sent two people to the hospital Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 67-year-old Keith Koenig of Elma was traveling southbound on Highway 35 near Beach Harbor Road when he was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by 50-year-old Jeremy Holberg of Durand. Koenig's vehicle traveled into the northbound lane of Highway 35 and then struck a northbound vehicle driven by 19-year-old Grace Kennedy of Leroy, Minnesota. Both Koenig and Kennedy were med-flighted to the hospital, while Holberg refused transport. That accident remains under investigation. Highway 35 was closed for about 4 hours due to the accident. Add two more tornadoes to Wisconsin's tally for 2024. The National Weather Service last week confirmed it, two tornadoes in western Wisconsin from last week's storms. The first tornado was an EF0 and touched down about 3 miles west of Beldenville in Pierce County. The second tornado touched down near I-94 close to Wilton in eastern St. Croix County. It was also an EF0. Forecasters say there were some downed trees and other minor damage from the tornadoes. There were no injuries reported. You can continue to swim on Eau Claire's beaches, but the health department says you're on your own. The City County Health Department said over the weekend that it's ending its beach water testing program for the year. That means there'll be no more tests for bacteria and or blue-green algae. As of the last test Friday, all 7 of Eau Claire County's beaches passed their tests with flying colors. Adam Fravel will be back in court in Winona County today. Lawyers are expected to argue several motions today, including one that would not allow witnesses to be in the courtroom during Fravel's trial. Fravel's accused of killing Madeline Kingsbury, a woman who disappeared from Winona last year and was found dead weeks later in Fillmore County. Fravel's trial will be held in Mankato next month. Wisconsin lawmakers will be hearing from farmers this week as they continue to try to figure out what to do about the state's sandhill cranes. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes will meet at the Capitol tomorrow. The head of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association will be one of the people testifying in front of the committee. The hope is to come up with a strategy for lawmakers to vote on sometime next year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Milton Township Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 57-year-old James Lajic of Winona was traveling northbound on Highway 35 and turning right onto Highway 88 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. Lajic and passenger 55-year-old Robin Lajic were transported to the hospital with minor injuries. We're waiting for an update on a Thursday murder in Eau Claire. Officers say they found 56-year-old Michelle Jenkins Thursday night in a home near downtown. She'd been shot several times. No one is saying when she was shot or why. Eau Claire police say they were called for a welfare check. There's no word on a suspect in that case. One person was arrested over the weekend after a shooting in La Crosse. According to La Crosse police, officers responded to shots fired in the 200 block of George Street Sunday afternoon. Investigators believe that an altercation happened between three people. One person was shot in the incident. On Monday, 34-year-old Ryder Ott turned himself in and has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and possession of a firearm by a felon. He's currently being held in the La Crosse County Jail. The victim is currently hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. President Biden is set to travel to western Wisconsin. The White House yesterday confirmed the president will make a campaign stop in Westby Thursday. It's Biden's first visit since he dropped out of the race about a month ago. It's the second presidential visit to the La Crosse area in 2 weeks. Former President Trump was in La Crosse last week to host a town hall meeting. Northern Wisconsin's wild rice crop harvest is below average this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says a mild winter last year and heavy storms in mid-June appeared to have set back wild rice production this year in the northern part of the state. Wild rice harvesting is open to all Wisconsin residents and provides an opportunity to forage a highly nutritious food source unique to the upper Midwest. The decline in wild rice production has been a notable trend over recent decades. Scientists cite the impacts of climate change as widespread stressors on the wild rice population. Wild rice maturity typically ranges from late August through mid-September across the state and varies by water body and rice bed. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A Minnesota native has earned a gold medal in swimming at the Paralympics in Paris.
Mallory Wegeman won the women's 200-meter individual relay medley final over the weekend. She also won gold in the same event at the Tokyo Paralympics in 2021. It was also her first medal since becoming a mom nearly a year and a half ago. The Eagan native will be in the pool again Thursday to compete in the 50-meter freestyle. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Tons of sunshine today with warm temperatures climbing to the upper 70s. Tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to lows near 50. And for tomorrow, sunshine holds tight as highs flirt with 80 degrees, all ahead of showers and maybe a storm Thursday and Friday. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 66 degrees.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Willie Adames tied a Brewers franchise record in a 9-3 win over the Cardinals on Monday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Adames clubbed a three-run homer to extend his home run streak to five games. It's his 13th three-run home run game of the season. That ties Ken Griffey Jr. for the major league lead.
It's like a dream, you know. It's something that I never thought it could happen. I never thought I was going to see my name right next to his. But it's an honor, you know. It's something that we all dream about, you know, something like that, just to be right next to a legend. To an icon like him is something that I always dream about, and you know, seeing that reality today is just—it's a dream. You know, it's just incredible. It's an amazing feeling.
Adames' 29th home run of the season came on his 29th birthday. Reese Hoskins also clubbed his 23rd. Jackson Churiel, three walks and a grand slam. Manager Pat Murphy:
he's in that sweet spot, that right focus. You know, I mean, he's got just enough smile and just enough intensity, just enough focus. He's just in a great spot. You know, seems like he's born to do this, you know.
Freddie Peralta went 5 1/3 for his 10th win of the season. Game two of that series is tonight. Packers gearing up for their week one matchup with the Eagles in Brazil on Friday night. Green Bay with 53 players on their roster practicing for a second straight day. Wideout Christian Watson said he's, for one, happy to be heading into the season healthy.
100%. That's been my goal all offseason. That's been my goal all along, but, you know, it hasn't worked out for me like that in the past. But I'm taking it how I always have, just in terms of, you know, the mentality going into it, you know, kind of just every day, taking it day by day in terms of the health. But, I mean, the excitement's there for sure.
Wisconsin women's volleyball team dropped to 0-3 to start the season. They fell from 3rd to 6th in the rankings and then promptly fell in 4 sets to 5th-ranked Stanford at the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase in Milwaukee. Upset in college football last night, unranked Boston College knocked off number 10 Florida State 28-10. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
A regular season championship for one of the sport's newest teams.
I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
2311 Racing experienced the highs and lows of the regular season finale on Sunday at the Darlington Raceway. Bubba Wallace just missed making the 16-driver playoff field following a late race crash, while his teammate Tyler Reddick fought through illness for much of the race to finish 10th, which was good enough to win the regular season championship. Reddick credits the perseverance of his still young race team.
Yeah, it's just a testament to all the hard work that everyone at 2311 here at the racetrack week in and week out or back at Airspeed puts into this. We're on year four of their goals.
Reddick won the title, including an extra 15 playoff points by just one marker over Kyle Larson. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Rats reproduce faster than we can control them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Get rid of your rodents naturally with a registered rat contraceptive as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Have been plaguing us for centuries, and where there is one rat, there will be a lot more. Once a female starts reproducing, she can have 15,000 descendants within her year-long lifespan. An Arizona company called Sinestech has developed birth control for rats that will stop the rodents from ever having grandkids. Ken Siegel is the company's CEO. He says their EPA-registered rat contraceptive is called ContraPest. The concoction is like a rat milkshake.
It's a liquid product. Rats actually love it. It is in a bait station that's only accessible to rats. They drink it. And in the case of both males and female rats, they become incapable of reproducing. And the effect lasts for 50 to 70 days. Rat actually lives around a year. But that effect, as long as they continue to consume it, stays for the rest of their lives.
Siegel says the contraceptive is environmentally responsible and has reduced rat populations by up to 95% in a wide variety of urban and agricultural settings.
The rat downfall is accelerated by combining it with other integrated pest management solutions.
So you can use your poisons, you can use trapping, you can use fumigants, all the various other pieces. You also need to focus on exclusion, removing refuse, etc. And then ContraPest will take those results, dramatically improve them. And the critical difference is once the population goes down, as long as you continue to use ContraPest, the population will come back and you can eventually wean yourself off of the more toxic solutions.
This new contraceptive technology is available in all 50 states. Learn more about birth control for rats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
71 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk market. October milk up 37 to 23.24. November up 27 to 22.79. December up 25 to 22.02. January milk up 21 to 20.75. Cheese markets today, barrel steady at 226. 40-pound blocks up a half to 221.5. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 3/4 to 315.25. 13 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 1/4 to 134.25. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 57 even. One trade on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher. Ample trader support and higher midday box beef prices is all helping to rally the live cattle market. Now, last week, some of the cash markets were slightly lower, but those higher box beef prices are helping today, and that's helping the feeder cattle complex as well, as the feeder cattle complex continues to shadow the live cattle market and move higher. Once again, the hog market's also moving up mostly higher as well. The midday pork cutout values were higher. Treaters are seeing no reason why they shouldn't continue to advance the hog market. October live cattle up 82 cents to 179.42. December up $1.22 to 178.77. February up $1.05 to 179.50. September feeder cattle up 87 cents to 241.35. October up $1.77 to 239.52. November up $1.62 to 236.87. October hogs up 30 cents to 82.52. December up 52 cents to 73.30. February up 57 cents to 75.95. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. Now, the ethanol margins are going to narrow if the corn holds its gains and the cheaper fall gasoline comes online to narrow blender margins. There's been triple-digit losses in the oil markets and double-digit losses in the gas markets here at the midday. Weekly export inspections for corn solid at 965,000 metric tons. Soybeans moving up mostly higher as we head to early harvest. There's some mixed finishing weather, however, and that has helping to support the markets. The daily export wire saw 132,000 metric tons sold to China. Wheat futures moving mostly higher as well as the trade works to consolidate through the resistance cleared late last week. The Northern Hemisphere harvest should continue to move forward. Early Plains wheat drilling will start soon with some moisture as well. Matif wheat prices continue with their early season gains as well. September corn up 7 3/4 to 385 3/4. December and March both up 8. December at 409, March at 427, new crop 25 up 5.5 to 444 and a quarter. September beans up 19 and a quarter to 1001 and a quarter. November up 17 and a quarter to 1017 and a quarter. January up 17 and three quarters to 1034 and three quarters. And new crop 25 up 14 to 1061 and a quarter. September soybean meal up 930 to 32090. September soybean oil down 95 cents to 4219. Chicago wheat, September up 18 and a half to 551 and a quarter. December up 14 to 565 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, September up 5 1/4 to 579. And December up 6 1/2 to 607. Energy markets today, October crude oil down 320 to 70.35. November down 305 to 69.60. Meanwhile, October gas down 12 cents to 196. While November down 11 cents to 194. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. United Soybean Board members are engaging with buyers in San Francisco. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Consumers are asking more questions than ever about where their food and products come from. They want more accountability for the environment and sustainability. Farmers around the U.S. are working to share that story and assure their customers about the quality of their work and products. April Hemmes is the Action Team Chair for the United Soybean Board and Iowa Farmer. She was in San Francisco for the U.S. Soybean Export Council's Connect event to meet with global buyers and tell the story of her farm and that of the American farmer. She talks about the opportunity to share her story with the buyers and about how receptive they are to it.
You know, it's amazing. I got on this board 9 years ago, and sustainability, you know, it wasn't really a thing then, and we really started bringing it up and because we could see consumers were asking for it. I mean, it was coming from the ground up. And quite honestly, U.S. soy farmers have the best story to tell in the world for sustainability. So it has really become a huge topic. In fact, the whole afternoon yesterday was focused on that. And so it's really great. And then we had Ask a Farmer Corner, and we had a couple Iowa farmers and an Illinois farmer, and we were just deluged. I mean, these companies really wanted to engage and talk with us. So it was good, and they really care about where their soybeans are coming from.
One of the things that farmers need to understand is that we take for granted every day in farming is foreign to people outside of agriculture. We must be prepared to make it easy for others to understand. That's the key in telling the story.
Well, what I talk about is how I raise my food and the no-till and cover crops we're using and variable rate technology, but you really have to put it in their terms so they can understand it. You know, we talk farmer talk and we think everyone understands us, but that's really not the case. So, so they just ask, you know, a lot, well, yesterday was, do you grow GM or non-GM? And, you know, I said, well, I'm 100% genetically modified because that's what my market is. you know, close to me, but here are your options. You know, they have a list of people. So that's one, and how I raise my crops, who I sell to, things like that. You know, they're just really interested in what we are doing down on the farm. And quite frankly, that's exciting because we really do, like you said, we need to tell our story much better.
She said the message she shared was well received and understood. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
With news of agriculture ends. The average price received by farmers for corn in July in Wisconsin was $4.08 a bushel, according to the latest USDA's Ag Prices report. This was 16 cents below the June price and $2.08 below July of 2023. The July 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans at $11.90 a bushel was 90 cents below the June price and $2.80 below the July 2023 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $150 per ton in July. This was $40 below the June price, but $10 above the July 2023 price. The July 2024 alfalfa hay price at $163 was $36 below the previous month, but $13 above July of 2023. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin all milk price for July was $21.90 a hundredweight, according to USDA. That was 20 cents below last month's price, but $6.20 above last July's price. The U.S. all milk price for July was $22.80 a hundredweight, 90 cents higher than Wisconsin's price, but unchanged from last month's U.S. price. Over 14,000 individuals and organizations have voiced their support for the relocation of a portion of the Line 5 pipeline in Wisconsin. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently reviewing the project, and the public comment period is ongoing. The Wisconsin Jobs and Energy Coalition organized the petition in response to the Army Corps' release of the Line 5 relocation draft environmental assessment in May. The petition garnered support from over 11,000 Wisconsinites and numerous leading organizations. The Wisconsin Ag Coalition, which includes influential agriculture groups like Wisconsin Farm Bureau and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, submitted a letter to the Army Corps in support of the project. They emphasized the critical role of propane in the state's agriculture sector. Propane is used for heating homes, barns, livestock, and powering farm equipment. The coalition expressed concerns about the potential impact on propane supply and pricing if the relocation is not approved. Global demand for U.S. soybeans has fallen sharply as international buyers remain discouraged by the strong dollar, slowing economic growth, and uncertainty over the direction of U.S. trade policy in an election year. Export sales of new crop soybeans are historically low as the 24-25 marketing year begins on September 1st. A new report says that tailwinds could emerge to rejuvenate demand for U.S. beans in the upcoming marketing year. CoBank's Knowledge Exchange issued a brief saying that the pace of early season soybean export sales historically has a low correlation with the final marketing year export numbers. With a record U.S. soybean harvest expected this fall, continued weakness in prices will likely attract new export demand. Factors that could increase soybean exports could include a smaller-than-expected South American soybean harvest, a bump in EU demand for soybeans from non-forested acreage, falling U.S. interest rates, and a Chinese economic recovery that could fuel higher demand. U.S. dairy farms vary widely in size, from fewer than 50 dairy cows to having 2,000 or more. While many factors can influence a dairy farm's production cost per unit of milk, such as technology use, management, and import prices paid, farm size can also affect costs. The Economic Research Service estimates the cost of milk production by dairy herd size based on the Agricultural Resource Management surveys conducted every 5 to 6 years. Based on the past surveys, the average total production cost per 100 pounds of milk sold has been consistently lower for dairy farms with larger herd sizes. In 2021, the average total cost per 100 pounds of milk sold was $42.70 for herds with fewer than 50 cows. Farms with 2,000 or more had a cost of $19.14. Lower per unit production costs are attributable to spreading at least some expenses over greater outputs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
South winds will become breezy today ahead of our next cold front coming Wednesday night in our ag weather forecast. Today and Wednesday, some gusts could be as high as 35 miles an hour, and scattered coverage of rain then is expected with the cold front's passage Wednesday night through Thursday. Significantly cooler air will follow the front by the end of the week and into the weekend, with highs only in the 60s and lows possibly dipping into the upper 30s on Saturday and Sunday morning. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 74 to 79, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then clearing, lows 51 to 56, relative humidities at 79 to 84%, south winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 76 to 81, relative humidities at 43 to 48%, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 60 to 65. Saturday, sunshine, high 60 to 65. Sunday, sunshine, high 65 to 70. And for Monday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama added a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paws runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate have started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit. and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down, just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. Your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night. There's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. And they don't know what I know, cause some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. For me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light. Your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you.
visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heaven's rivers come to light, I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. You like the rain, always calling for you. I'm falling for you now, just like the rain. When the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good. And when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along, I've just belonged here with you, falling like the rain. I have fallen for you, and I know just why. For the winds to take us high above the plains, I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling like the rain.